This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for April 2nd, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, Korn are headed to the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, Massachusetts with Gojira and Spirit Box on Saturday, September 21st. Tickets for the entire tour are on sale now. Last night, the 2024 iHeartRadio Music Awards were handed out in Los Angeles at the Dolby Theater. Best duo or group was taken by OneRepublic. Blink-182 won Alternative Song of the Year for One More Time. Fall Out Boy won Alternative Artist of the Year. Noah Kahan won Best New Artist. Metallica took home Rock Album of the Year. Linkin Park won Rock Song of the Year for the song Lost. And Rock Artist of the Year went to the Foo Fighters. The guys from Shinedown were also on stage to present Jelly Roll with iHeartRadio's Best New Artist Pop and Best New Artist Country. The Smashing Pumpkins announced they're going to be extending the World is a Vampire tour. It's headed to Europe this summer. And when the Pumpkins return to the States to tour with Green Day, they have also announced some headlining shows that include August 4th in Bangor, Maine at the Maine Savings Amphitheater. Tickets for the extended run go on sale this Friday, April 5th at 10 a.m. After a successful debut for two nights only in theaters, Nickelback have announced they're going to be streaming their film Hate to Love Nickelback on Veeps. You'll be able to watch it next Friday, April 12th for $9.99. Just go to Veeps.com. Danny Wimmer presents the music festival production and promoter behind festivals like Rock on the Range, Louder Than Life, Sonic Temple, Aftershock, Welcome to Rockville, and Incarceration have announced they've acquired Rocklahoma, as well as the country-leaning festival Born and Raised. Rocklahoma's lineup is expected to be announced early this month. The event's slated to take place August 30th through September 1st at the Rock and Red Dirt Ranch in Pryor, Oklahoma. Yesterday, for April Fool's Day, Eminem pranked his fans with a new album announcement, dropping a trailer yesterday initially soundtracked by Crack a Bottle and filled with fan comments pleading with him to release a new album. There are rumors that there is a new album in existence, it just hasn't been announced yet. Jim Wilson's new book, Tuned In, shares his hard-won life lessons and inspiration that he's learned from a who's who of music's biggest stars. Tuned In, Behind the Scenes with Music's Legends and Finding the Artist Within by Jim Wilson, Memoirs of a Piano Man, is out today. A piano technician to just about every musician anyone has ever heard of, and the inventor of the first MIDI adapter for acoustic piano, and a recording artist with four Billboard Top 20 albums and two PBS specials. Jim Wilson's got stories to tell, including having his, quote, manhood chomped by Paul McCartney's dog. Wolfgang Van Halen has finally confirmed the name of Eddie Van Halen's most famous custom guitar. Is it Frankenstein or Frankenstrat? Making an appearance on the Shred with Shifty podcast, hosted by Foo Fighters guitarist Chris Shiflett, he said, quote, officially on the case, it says Frankenstein, but people call it whatever they want. But officially on the case, for the nerds that really want to know, it says Frankenstein, so that's what I say. Wolfgang Van Halen used the famous guitar on his second album, Mammoth 2, playing the solo on the song Take a Bow with the Frankenstein guitar and the original Marshall head and cabinet that Eddie used on the early Van Halen albums. Saying, quote, I think the solo marked an evolution in my own songwriting and solo playing for Mammoth that it felt really cool to commemorate with that little bit of dad on top of it. He continued, these instruments aren't being played, and I thought it would be really fun to have it played on my music and have it be there forever as a little part of dad joining me on it. It just felt like the right moment. The Hives have announced that they are back with the announcement of a 2024 tour, taking the band across North America this fall. Tickets go on sale for the tour starting this Thursday, April 4th at 10 a.m. That includes a show on September 25th in Boston at Roadrunner. The Hives will also be seen on stage with the Foo Fighters at Fenway Park on July 21st. That show is sold out. And the Black Keys have announced their international Players Tour in support of their upcoming new album, Ohio Players. Tickets for the Black Keys tour go on sale this Friday, April 5th through Ticketmaster. That includes November 1st in Boston, Massachusetts at the TD Garden and November 3rd in Uncasville, Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun Arena. And that's your sit rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 199 featuring Chris Jericho from Fozzy is available now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.